Yes. We are live and we are back on the Be About It show. That was some beautiful Whitney Houston. Who doesn't love a little Whitney? We'll just start off the day, but also have the best time of our lives here on Planet FM. And I am super blessed to have our stunning guest who is just doing the most, Kalash Devon, who is from, I would like to say, the island paradise of Fiji, who is doing the most. She is here. I'm going to say she, he, whatever, is going to be here speaking more about mental health, but also social services and everything that he does around the community and supporting the visibility of our community. And this is what it's all about. It's all about bringing our voices, bringing our people into the space where they can just be themselves and just share about their beautiful work. So my sweet, amazing Kalash, please introduce your beautiful self to the community.
Thank you so much, Tina, for having me on your show. You're stunning as well. You made me feel very welcomed. And your hospitality has been, you know, amazing. So a bit about me. So my name is Kalash Devon. So I am a social service professional and also a mental health educator as well. So I am deeply passionate about, you know, supporting people and strengthening the workforce and creating meaningful pathways and learning and growth in our communities. So I've had the privileges of working across the mental health and addiction social services sectors for many years. So supporting both individuals and organizations to build a capacity to deliver quality care. As an educator, I'm very committed to, you know, empowering others through learning. So particularly those with lived experience and helping them grow in confidence and skills and knowledge so they can make, you know, the real difference in the lives of others that they're looking after. So I was also humbled to being recognized as an Educator of the Year by Ace Aotearoa in 2024, which reflects not just my work, but the collective journeys of many learners and communities that I've had the honor to work alongside. So at the heart of everything that I do is a strong belief and hope. So inclusion, and the idea that everyone deserves to feel, you know, seen, valued, and supported throughout their journey.
Oh, my gosh. How inspiring, but also a beautiful soul doing the work in the community. You know, we've got a real person in the community, keeping it authentic, but also all about our people. I feel like, you know, with you, Kalash, what is it about this mahi that you do that really draws yourself and you keep yourself like connected? Like, I love doing this.
I think connection, you know, plays a great part in what I do. It's, you know, meeting different people every day, what they go through, you know, and looking at the struggles as well in our communities at the moment. That, you know, I think that's what inspires me and, you know, pushes me to do the mahi that I do. So I've always wanted to work in mental health, but at the time I didn't fully understand why. So looking back, now I can see that my journey into this work was shaped by both my lived experience and also a deep desire to ensure others don't feel alone once I did. So I grew up as a LGBTQI plus in Fiji. Without access to any support or safe places, I often, you know, felt different and unseen and disconnected from those around me. So there were a few people that I could relate to at that time, you know, at those times, you know, and that sense of isolation was overwhelming at times, especially while navigating through my own mental health challenges as well. So what carried me through those tough times was hope. So hope became a constant in my life, something I held on to even in difficult times. And through that, I came to believe something very strongly, that no matter what you know, someone is going through, a life with meaning and value is always possible.
Yes.
So that belief is what drives me today in doing what I do.
How incredible. And, you know, for those that are tuning in as well, it's not just, this doesn't even blow my mind. I'm not even surprised by this, because you also won ACE Educator of the Year. Like, I think that's super, super important for a lot of our people to understand that you actually look after a lot of our community that are suffering from mental health, but also finding themselves coming from the LGBTQ community as well. But being you, and that's something that I don't like to fake every day, because it's something that we carry within the community to, you know, be your authentic self, love yourself, but also look after things around you. And, you know, with your mahi as well, coming into Career Force, but you being Kailash, you connecting with different people, what is the joy of really helping a lot of our people find themselves and really just kind of like, this is what you can do, this is how you can, you know, keep loving what you do as well by nurturing your mental health, by going into the field that you really love? Like, where's the joy? Like, how happy does it make you feel to, like, really connect with a lot of people that find their true love in what they do?
You know, and my life experiences, you know, are the foundations, you know, that are my groundings. So it's like a solid trunk of the tree. They've shaped me, not only as a person, but also as an educator and social services professional. So that allows me to, you know, do what I do. But when I see people that I work alongside, especially our LGBTQI plus people, because one size does not fit all. So at the moment, you know, what... You know, we're going through at the moment where people think, okay, this is what you need to do.
Yes.
And this is how you'll do it. But how I work is, no, you decide what you want to do and I will support.
That's how you get Educator of the Year. Getting the mahi. I love that. I love that. And, you know, you do it in a way that connects.
Yeah.
And is that something that draws you to be different and unique?
Yeah. So I always look for the strengths in a person, not their weakness. So, you know, this is what you can do. This is how I will support you to do what you want to do. And at the end, you know, when a person sees you, you know, valuing them and, you know, nurturing them and working alongside them, through their progress, and finally, you know, they achieve something, you know, wonderful, is that's where I get my joy from. And I worked with people, you know, that were really nervous to, you know, enroll in something or do something. And after they complete, you know, they complete their journey, or after they've, you know, did an event or something,
yes,
you know, they were very proud of what they have achieved. And I'm thankful for that. And I always love seeing, you know, person achieve something. And it's not easy, because sometimes, you know, your own lived mental health experiences get in the way as well. You know, yeah, they have relapse. But for educators, I think it's also very important to be there for them.
Yeah.
And also making sure, just checking on people that they're okay, especially our LGBTQI plus community.
Yes. Yeah. And that's what I really want to go into as well, is our beautiful LGBTQI community. You know, with that, it's a discussion within, I'm just going to say, within our Pacific community, which is quite hard to talk about sometimes, because we tend to speak about it, but we won't really, like, actually listen to the stories from coming from our community. And I see a lot of that happening with our, I would say, I'm using the Pacific, but also within our African communities as well, and our diverse communities as a whole. And, you know, for you working in this beautiful mahi, and I know the word vulnerable, but it's another soul, you know, it's another person, it's another someone that has like a connection to what they want to do. What is it about our LGBTQI community that makes it, one, unique, but also they've got stories as well? You know, they've got vulnerable things that they want to speak about, but also bring out. And sometimes it's quite hard, you know, just to be you mm-hmm. in a world that's, you know, trying to tell you, you can't be like this, you can't be like that. But for me, I see it, love is super, super, like, it's a value that I hold a lot. And it's like, you know, you, we can't do much if we are not loving who we're around and surrounding. Mm-hmm. But what's your take on that, Kailash? Just like, you're around the workforce, you see it a lot, and you're probably seeing the challenges as well. Mm-hmm. How's it been for our LGBTQI community when it comes to being in the career force, but also dealing with mental health and also dealing with just themselves as a whole?
I think the biggest challenge, you know, for them at the moment is being recognized. But I think the strength of our Pacific LGBTQI plus community is the laughter.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. So it's just like getting together and having a good laugh. You know, if they had a hard day and stuff, just sitting around. And when I go in, you know, they all sit and tell me about, you know, what they have, you know, gone through. And, you know, sometimes it's really difficult.
Mm.
But it's, they turn that into something positive and then they laugh about it. But I think that negative experience that they have, you know, gone through is just talking to somebody like myself or, you know, people that, you know, that they connect with as well. It just lightens the load. Because for me, I'm really passionate, you know, about working with the LGBTQI plus people. So many are still trying to find their place in the world.
Yes.
And I see how easy it is for them to feel, you know, lost or disconnected. So I want to be someone, you know, that they can turn to, someone who listens without judgment. So I always listen without judgment. I'll also support them to find their own pathway as well. So I strongly believe in the socially inclusive practice.
Yes.
So where people have the right to choose the service that, you know, best fit their needs without barriers or limitations. So everyone deserves to, you know, feel seen, respected and supported in ways, you know, that works for them as well. So what inspires me, you know, working alongside our LGBTQI and Pacific people is, you know, I always tell them to hold on to that hope. So when they can't, I always remind them they're not alone and they can.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Because there are topics that families don't discuss.
Yeah.
You know, it's very conservative.
Mm-hmm.
They expect, you know, sometimes the families, you know, have greater expectation of our Pacific LGBTQI plus people.
Yes.
So I think even... Well, I'm really grateful to be in New Zealand where, you know, it's freedom of speech and freedom of rights and stuff. But still, it's like in the Pacific community, we hold, you know, our family dearest to us.
It is.
Yeah. And, you know, how do we tell, you know, our families what we're going through? Because they don't understand, you know, they haven't, you know, been through you know, those sort of discussions or issues that a westernized, you know, society has gone through.
Mm. Mm. And, you know, Kailash, that's literally the nail. Like, you just hit the nail on the wall with that one, because I feel like it is difficult conversations to have, but that's what it is. It's difficult. Mm. Like, we have to kind of speak about it. And, you know, for you to come and speak on these certain topics around our LGBTQI community, is it empowering to see that we can actually go over and like speak on things that we need to change in our society with these conversations?
Definitely. I think the more conversations we have around, you know, supporting our people, the better it is. And, you know, you have the wonderful platform here, you know, to voice those issues and, you know, concerns out there.
I love it.
As well.
Yeah. I love it. I love it. I love it. And I just, you know, it's great that we have great workers in the community that actually are connecting with our people in ways that they can connect with, because sometimes we put the wrong workers in the positions where it's like, do you understand what the LGBTQI community is about? And it's like, you know, we need to put the right people in positions where they can bring change. And Kailash here is all about that. And on that note, please tell us about this amazing award that you have won in regards to the mahi that you do with Career Force Advisor Wins Ace Educator of the Year. This is amazing. Like, Kailash, how did this opportunity and how did this blessing come with this win? Like, it's such a big thing.
So, so it was nominations from, you know, providers that I work alongside. But I was very humbled because it was unexpected as well. So, I was very humbled to receive that.
And you are very humble about it as well. I think it's just super amazing that we see our people winning, you know, especially for a top award like that. And it's all about community. It's all about looking after our own as well, but also making sure they have a space for that. And on that note, Kailash, what have been some of the, I would say, highlights, especially working with Career Force, seeing, I would say, a lot of our people in the work that they're doing, like, what are some of the highlights where you see around our schools, around our community, with our Career Force?
I think the highlights I've seen, even, you know, in my volunteer work and things that I do, is a highlight is for me as people achieving. Yeah, and knowing how to look after somebody, because I always believe in upskilling and keeping up to date with the current knowledge and trends as well. And if we don't keep up with the, you know, what's happening out there, we always get left behind.
Right.
And it's just, you know, you have to combine the old and the new and put them in the middle and work alongside people to best fit, you know, what are the needs of that person that they're looking after.
Yes. And with all of that, how has it shaped you, Kailash, to be the beautiful person that you are in the community and to keep going? Sometimes, I have to say, when there's too much, it kind of moves you away from the mahi that you're doing. But how have you kept yourself so connected to who you are and, like, wanting to do more and support more?
I think my biggest weakness is, like, I talk to people, it can take me the whole day, and then after that I realise it.
It's so me.
But I think that's how I've grown up. It's just like sitting and talking to people and building on that connection.
For yourself, I didn't even get to mention this because I'm so excited that you're here. Being of Fijian descent, how is that, like, such a, you know, something that you carry as beauty, but also it's something of grace that you get to be a proud Fijian and go into the work that you're doing?
I think my culture is what has grounded me. So I'm very proud, you know, of my, you know, how I grew up and of my family as well, and the guidance and support. I mean, they knew what they, you know, what they knew back then.
Yes.
Yeah, and I think now we have more resources and tools for families, you know, that they're equipped to deal with. But I'm very, you know, very grateful. And I'm very grateful to be in New Zealand as well and growing up here as well. It was difficult when I first came, you know, getting into the culture, going into school.
Adjusting.
And, yeah.
Oh, God.
Yeah. I'm getting a culture shock.
Yes. It's like, what is that? And that's a big thing, eh? Kind of settling yourself into a country and just kind of like, oh, my gosh, there's a bus. I have to walk there. Like, you know, different things are so, like, shaped in the way you have to understand it. And, like, how's it like for you, like, going through life and just, you know, learning is fun. You're adapting, you're adjusting. And is that part of, like, how it's shaped you?
I definitely think so. I mean, arriving here and going to, I think, Otahu College.
Oh, Otahu. Love it, love it.
Shout out to
Otahu College. Yeah, shout out to Otahu College.
And then, you know, getting up in winters where you don't want to go to school.
Oh my gosh. And it's creeping up right now.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. And just to know that, like, that's a big thing, mm-hmm. I have to say. Like, I think for you to come into the scene of, like, winning awards, working with other people, like, you made it. For me, like, to see another mm-hmm. Pacific, beautiful person in the community, like, you've made it. And are you wanting to share more of your greatness with others in the community to make it as well?
Definitely. But I think for me, is like learning from others.
That's so humble.
Like, you know, the CEOs, the Pacific CEOs that I work, you know, with or work alongside, you know, they are the ones that inspire me. And also the workers, you know, that I work alongside, they also inspire me. And people like you.
You inspire me. I'm getting inspired right now. Oh, I'm just so proud of you, Kailash. Like, you didn't even tell me about your other, like, I literally typed in, I was typing in career, and this just popped up, and I was just like, wow, you know, it's winning for our community. It's a win for us, a win for a lot of the mahi that you do as well. And I wanted to take this time as well, Kailash, if you have anything else you'd like to share about the beautiful mahi that you're doing in the community, how people can connect and get in contact, but also to meet you as well if they want to come and meet and sit down with you and go through a lot of the mahi that you do.
Yeah, so definitely they can get in touch, you know, I'll give you the details and stuff, yeah, through you.
Stunning guest. I am there. I am so there. And for those gents.
Yeah. And for me, it's like, you know, just be who you are. That's what I always tell people, you know, just be who you are and show up, you know, as your authentic self without any apologies.
You hear that? Be unapologetic about who you are. Oh my gosh, that's the quote for today. I'm putting that on social media. If you guys on Facebook, Instagram, we're going to be sharing Kailash's whole day, but also catch the full episode on Spotify for tonight. You're going to be hearing all the juice about his beautiful mahi himself. And guess what? This won't be the last time we're going to be having a catch up with Kailash. So if you've got any questions, burning questions, or you want to know more about the mahi that he does in the community, you can DM me on the Be About It show or even on Facebook as well. I'm going to be getting a lot of the context that you can connect with the beautiful himself, Kailash, and also get into it. And also, one last thing before we wrap up for today, Kailash. What is so cool about Career Force that our people aren't aware of and want to kind of like know more about before we wrap up for today?
I think it's about the people. Yeah, people is at the heart of what, you know, we do.
Yeah. Stunning, stunning, stunning. And do you have any last bit of words that you would like to share to anyone that's been on your side for acknowledgement and just shaping you to be who you are today?
I think it's about the people, like I said, you know, it's the people with lived experience, you know, going, looking at the struggles that they have gone through.
Yes.
You know, just acknowledging their journey to where, you know, they are. And also, you know, our Pacific CEOs, you know,
Bumbaka,
where they had to, you know, climb
mountains,
you know, ladders,
yeah,
and mountains
ladders
to where they are now. And also to, you know, our beautiful Pacific workers as well that have, you know, pushed others. So if it wasn't for Mima, shout out to Mima,
our beautiful queen. Are you tuning in right now, my sister Mima? She probably is. But that queen, that she deserves a crown. Like,
yes,
you
so
both
I wouldn't
do.
Be where I'm sitting now, you know, and meeting with wonderful person like you that is doing so much out there for the Pacific community as well. So yeah, you actually inspire me too. Just meeting you today.
Kailash, you know what? I can't wait for me, you, Mima, to have more discussions about how we're just going to bring more of our people into the light,
yes,
and just like connect. Mm. And I'm super excited to come see you in action when you're at an event.
Definitely.
For anything that's going to be popping off. Like, I am so excited. I don't know about you all, if you're in your car, if you're next to your phone, if you're scrolling on Instagram, if you're on Facebook, putting your outfit on, if you're having a drink, if you're having a coffee right now, Kailash, thank you so much for coming on air. You're such a beautiful soul. You do so much for our people, and I just can't wait to see more of what you do. And
definitely, I'm the Auckland Fashion Show.
Oh my gosh, that's what we're going to get into right now. For those that aren't aware, Kailash came through with an outfit. I can't wait for you all to see it. So the only way you can see it, jumping on the Be About It show for today, because we are going to be having a fashion peek at the fashion of the, what he's wearing today, because I love this. Please tell us a little bit about what you're wearing for today. I love it. Stunning. Oh. Jacket, shirt, the pants, the shoes, the bag. It's accessories for me. I love it. Where's this outfit from?
Oh, I've always loved style.
I can see that.
Yeah. I always liked clothes, which is my weakness as well. That's where my money goes.
It's for all of us. That's where everything goes. Yes. Chic, chic, chic.
Because you can leave me in the mall. I'll be there the whole day.
That's our therapy. That's what we love. Like, I could be like, oh my gosh. But before I get, please tell us about your outfit. I just love it.
Well, it's nothing. It's from Zara.
Shout out to Zara. And your shirt, the pants, the shoes.
Oh, the shoes. Oh,
oh
dear.
My gosh, the shoes are popping. I saw the whole, like, the whole fit.
I dressed up specially for you.
I love it. And you know your style, like, what are your favorite colors? Because, like, I think everyone has, like, favorite colors or, like, you know, a favorite kind of, like, for me, I love bright, beautiful, and bold.
Yeah.
Like, and what's your style? Like, what's your sway?
I like to keep it, like, sort of blue, black, gray. But I think the shoes has to stand out. So if you're wearing, you know.
The shoes are not popping. We're not going off. We're not going anywhere.
The shoes has to pop out in your outfit. So that, I think that's what makes the outfit, the shoes. Yeah.
I love that. You know what? For those that are tuning in, I'm going to be doing a fashion, like, every time nice. We're around Kailash, what's our fashion for today? So, you know, we're going to be sewing from the top to the bottom. And he's got the white Nikes. It's like an all black kind of like, what color is that? Is that?
So this is gray.
It's gray. It's not black. So the shirt is black.
Yeah, the shirt is black. And the pants are like dark blue.
It's like a dark blue. Yeah. Yes. So it's like, you got to jump on Be About It show. I'm going to be popping off to show what our stunning Kailash is going to be talking about. And for those that are tuning in, thank you so much for coming through. We have got a track. So we're going to be finishing off with I Want to Dance with Somebody. I want to feel the heat. So if you got the heat for today, make sure you are enjoying your day, because it's all about the Be About It show, and we want you to have a stunning day. Ka kite! Yeah.